Hey, Bobby Bones here. If you're still crushing candy or popping bubbles, it's time to make the switch to a one-of-a-kind puzzle game. Best Fiends. Honestly, this game's a ton of fun if you're into puzzle games or, you know, casual games. You're going to love Best Fiends. It's so good. There's a reason why people constantly rate this game 5 out of 5 stars. Once you play it, you'll get it. People text me. They tweet me all the time. I'm playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, wrapped up today's show. About to go do some training for dancing. Had a show last night, the whole thing. I had to say this, I never got to it on the show. I hate when I do that. When I say I'm going to do something, I never get to it. But I met Mama June from Honey Boo Boo.
Yep.
And we talked for a long time in catering, and we just sat in the trailer and ate food. She's a lot, but she's really nice.
What about Honey Boo Boo?
Met her briefly, but she was with the kids. She's one of the stars on Dancing with the Stars Junior.
Mm-hmm.
I met her. Her mom, June, right? Lunchbox, Mama June.
Yes. Yeah, Mama June.
She knew who I was from the radio show.
Oh,
and
really?
I don't bother people. Yeah, I felt the same way. I was like, oh wow, you know, nobody knows who I am. So I was like, oh wow. And then she was talking about my performance the night before. She was like, that's what I'm talking about. That's a real redneck performance. And I was like, yeah. She goes, because you just didn't care. Like, you hit it, and then you were just happy. She goes, and that's what we do on our show. I've never seen Honey Boo Boo, right? So I don't know. But she's like, that's what we do on our show. So we just live life. And if we're happy, we're happy. If we're sad, we're sad. She goes, and that's what you did. And I was like, oh, thanks. It was really sweet of her. And we just talked for a bit. And then I had to be the guy to ask for a picture. And I don't like doing that if you're like, you know, bonding over human stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew Lunchbox would appreciate it. I knew our
listeners
would. Yeah. I knew it. I didn't really do it for me. I did it for the people, really.
That is awesome. Was she really nice? And she was like, oh, yeah, no problem. Let's take a selfie. Or how did she?
Yeah, she was really nice about it. I felt like we were peers at first, but then I had to go into that, hey, you mind if I get a picture? Which then I'm going, hey, you're really cool and I'm not. Can I get a picture to show my friends that I'm standing next to somebody? You know?
Right.
So I kind of killed it. But
the peer vibe?
Yeah, but it was okay. I really just enjoyed talking to her and I want everybody to see a picture of us together. And I believe if you're a fan of someone, ask for a picture.
Absolutely.
And so I knew Lunchbox was a fan. I knew a lot of listeners were fans. And I want people to know that she was actually quite nice and quite charming.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Because I had seen her the night before sleeping in a room randomly. And I walked by and was like, oh, Honey Boo Boo's mom. She goes, I am. And I was like, what? So, yeah, it's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I got saved on the show last night. I guess I didn't save. I guess I'm safe. Here's my prediction, because I think all these shows are, you know, there's something to them. I don't know. But so last night, I didn't say this on the show. I just ran out of time. There were 13 dancers. 6 of us were saved if we were in the top 6. By the way, Vacation Joe was saved.
No, Grocery Store Joe.
Grocery Store.
Oh, soup. What are you going to call him, Eddie?
Supermarket Joe.
Supermarket Joe. All right. Whatever. How about that? Were you surprised by that, Aim?
No, I feel like they're going to keep him around.
Yeah? Are you like me and you believe in conspiracy theories?
What do you mean that, like, it's...
Not even this show, because I don't know. I imagine it's as straight as can be. But I just think with television, there's always something up.
Yeah.
But
there
I don't know.
There could be. But by they, I don't know if I mean the show or America. I feel
right.
Like he's safe.
Right.
For the moment.
Yeah, I was happy to see him stay, frankly. But my thing is, I was safe this week. There's no way I'm safe next week. Even if I crush it, there's no way I'm safe if they do that again. There's no way.
Why?
I can't be a favorite on the show. I'm not good enough to be.
But you win people over in other ways. What do you mean you're not good
enough
to be?
But it's a dance show.
You can still be a favorite.
Like, it's great that people think I'm a good person.
Has a lot to do with
it. It's not a personality show. This is a personality show. I won
okay,
the show
but
with you guys.
I don't know. I would have to go back. I'm just not as familiar with past winners. Like, I'd have to go back and, like, see who has won the show that's just, like, average.
Okay. Nobody. Nobody. It's mostly professional athletes or people with heavy dance experience.
Like, Emmett Smith won.
Professional athlete.
Kelly Pickler, though, right?
Yeah, has dance experience.
Oh.
Like, Jordan Fisher, Disney Channel, heavy dance. Will you pull up a list, Mike D? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say most people have athleticism or dance experience.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I'm just reading off here.
Anybody to come stir things up, it would be you.
Oh God, it would be me, right?
Like, so I mean, I don't know. Like,
all right, here we go. Ready? Kelly Monaco. This is, I don't care about season one. Let's just go to 26. Season 26. Adam Rippon, who was the figure skater. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So he's an athlete and a dancer. Jordan Fisher, dancer. Rashad Jennings, athlete. Laurie Hernandez, athlete. Bendy Irwin was not an athlete. There's one. She's super famous, though, if that counts. Alfonso Ribeiro Carlton.
Not an athlete.
Great dancer. No, but dancer. Though. Great dancer.
Oh, he does the Carlton.
Yeah. There's Kelly Pickler. It's a lot of that stuff. There's really, and there are people that pop through, but yeah, whatever.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
There's never been a dorky white dude win with zero dance experience.
Hey, Bones, is there starting to be like a rivalry now, like between the contestants? Like, do you guys, like, because it started you guys all being friends and stuff, right?
Well, nobody's all friends because we all know we're just on an island. We're on a reality island.
Yeah.
Right. There are definitely cliques within the show, people that get along better.
Ooh.
Clique. What?
Is anybody like Mean Girls?
Yeah. Like talking.
No, some people just stay to themselves. There's actually nobody mean on the show. Nobody's disliked. There are just some people who maybe have their own people hanging with them a lot.
Oh.
Like the pop star, Tinashe. We don't really talk to her a whole lot. She's nice when I see her, but I don't talk to her a whole lot. The people that I hang out with are DeMarcus. Like that's him. I mean, that's so my dude. Awesome.
What's his last name again?
Ware.
DeMarcus Ware.
Ware. Okay. Gosh, I can't remember that.
He'll be a Hall of Famer. Like 8 or 9 time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ. Like one of the most dominant defensive players I've seen in my lifetime.
Hey, Bones, give me a visual. When he jumped over his partner, how high was that?
Amy saw it.
Oh my gosh, it was so high. I couldn't believe it.
Like how high?
High.
It was,
like you can't jump that high.
Eddie, he's humongous. Yeah,
I know, dude.
I don't think I've seen, like basically jumping over this table.
Gosh, yeah. That's
huge.
Crazy.
Yeah. So DeMarcus, Milo, the 17-year-old, who's like...
He seems cool.
I love that kid. And he acts like an adult. His mom's Cameron Manheim, a famous actress. I met her. So I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Nikki, but she got voted off. So we hang out. I like probably the guy that we don't talk a whole lot, but who I like to be around is the guy from Fuller House. Juan Pablo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that guy, but he's so good at dancing. It makes me sick.
Yeah. So. And he was like Jesus.
What do you mean?
He played... Is it,
yeah, he did
played
in
Jesus
something.
In like a movie.
Your church play? Oh.
No. In like
Passion of the Christ or something?
I don't remember which one.
Let me see
but
that.
It was part of his, they do the reel before they go dance.
Oh, we don't wait to watch that stuff.
Yeah. So it's like a 1 minute reel before they take the stage. And it was like, everyone on our row was like, oh, shoot.
They kind of, how do you they get on to me Jesus? Sometimes for those reels. And for when the camera comes around. Because I don't do the fake happiness. I'm actually either happy or I'm just like staring off into space.
Oh, he was in the Jesus Christ, the Bible, the AD Bible. Was that on the...
Amy's still on that.
History Channel or something? I don't know. I think maybe I watched some. He's beautiful.
He's
a very beautiful Jesus.
He's beautiful. Amy, these dancers...
No, I saw them in person, all of them. And I was like, what? These people are not real.
They're not real.
They are Barbie... Dolls
and Ken dolls. I'm talking
Barbie
about the guys. You're talking about the girls.
Yeah, but of course. Because you check out the guys. I check
look
out
at the
girls.
Guys and I'm like, you guys are all so beautiful. I just want to be you.
Yeah.
And they're Russian and Ukrainian and from South Africa. And
like their skin is like
amazing.
So tight and smooth and muscly.
I would just
and
eat watermelon off their back.
What in the world goodness. Is going on? Stop.
It's for real. It's almost like you're in like a you know where we felt because you're
maybe
it's
watermelon?
Like
okay, well, that the, or maybe some honey.
What?
Bobby.
Sushi?
No, Bobby.
This is where you are right now, especially when you're in that circle of the ring, like at the live taping, everyone's sitting in a circle. And then you have the judges and they're all like kind of over the top and dressed up. It's almost like you're at the Capitol in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it does feel like that a bit.
And you're dancing.
Mm-hmm. For your life.
For your life.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Enough. Oh, boy.
These people, yeah. They're.
Yeah, you'll see. You guys should come out. Okay, that's the deal. We're going to start the show today. Nothing. Right. Sometimes Raymundo, our producer, sends me notes. He has a crush on Avril Lavigne, apparently.
Right now?
He's like, hey, man, if you want to talk about it, I like Avril Lavigne. I'm like, what? Like, I don't even understand sometimes what he's talking about. But yeah, Raymundo, you like Avril Lavigne? Is this true?
Well, yeah. Can I play my clip so I can explain it a little bit?
You have a clip?
Yeah. So this is when I was in high school. We had Skater Boy, okay?
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Avril Lavigne. I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. I have such a crush on her. And then she just went away for like 15 years. And so then now, all of a sudden, she came out with a new song. after all this time. And I was like, okay, I've got to bring it back up because I probably still have a crush on this girl. And it's an amazing song.
Do you have the new song?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, what's it called?
It is Head Above Water. It's actually kind of a religious song now, so she's not like a skater singer now.
Go ahead.
All right. God keep my head above water. Don't let me drown. It gets harder. I'll meet you there at the altar as I fall down to my... But yeah, so that was it. She's back, and I still have a crush on her.
There you go. I'm going to mark that off the list right now.
Thank
Talk
you.
About that. Here you go. Here.
Levine
I keep
back.
A marker, and I mark things off when I'm done. Or if we never get to them, I go, nah, I don't like that anymore. But here we go. Are you listening, everyone? Here we go.
There it is.
Ray sent me a note about Avril Lavigne. Marked off. There you go. All right, cool. Well, anything you want to say before we go?
Just hope everyone has a great day.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, look for the Sore Losers podcast. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. That's the sports podcast that Eddie, Ray, and myself do every day. So we'd love for you to listen.
Thank you. And I'll say thanks for voting for me at Dancing with the Stars. I want to stay on. I just appreciate it so much. Talk about it later in the show, but that's a wrap. The show starts now, and away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Having a nice drink of water as we come on the air like a real professional broadcaster. That's not what I'm supposed to do. Morning, studio!
Morning!
I got a little cough. You know, I got sick last week, 2 weeks ago, and I've had this cough. And I feel completely better, but the doctor said the cough can last like 6 weeks, which is pretty crazy, right, Amy? Like,
yeah.
We're modern medicine.
Yeah, I think they could figure something out to where it's like 6 hours.
Like, they can fix my Ebola and with a pill in 36 seconds, but I got this cough that's just living inside of me for a fortnight.
Right.
Four score and a cough ago.
Like three fortnights.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Lunchbox, how are you, bud?
I'm great.
Woo-woo. There you go. Nothing like fake enthusiasm start of the morning. Eddie?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Well, I did not get kicked off the show last night, which is pretty cool.
What? It's amazing.
I know.
I'm curious to see like just how nervous you were when they were coming to you.
Well, so if you, I was on Dancing with the Stars last night, and they let the top six go through without dancing, and the other six or seven had to dance for their life, and I guess I was in the top six. I know I was because I didn't have to dance.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't have to. But see, I didn't have to fly home. Well, I wouldn't have flown home. I would have flown overnight to New York and had to land, hop on the air, and then hop out and go do Good Morning America as the loser. The first, because the girl that lost became a friend of mine, Nikki. And so right after the show, she did press and they put her on an airplane to fly to New York. She had to sleep in the plane and then get up and go do those shows as the first loser.
Wow.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Yeah, I bet that. Happy Halloween. Almost time. You lose. So, I hated that for her. It's like one of my friends from the show. It's so weird because, like, most people there like each other. And not only that, it's that everybody knows how hard it is for everyone. Most people. Some of those people are real life dancers. And you go, nah, stop talking about that. You're not struggling. But a lot of us, it's our first time to ever compete in dancing. For me, it's my first time to dance ever. So, there's kind of a camaraderie right now because there's so many of us. If I didn't get sent home last night, I'll be on for week two. I'm doing a slow, I don't know if I can announce what it is yet, but I'm doing a slow, smooth dance. Smooth like butter. Smooth like my voice. Smooth like the end of my first performance.
That wasn't very smooth.
No, it wasn't at all. That wasn't at all. My shoulder, I hurt myself. Like, I'm injured.
Mm-hmm.
I'm injured. I really am. I'm glad enough to dance because I was in the doctor for about 2 hours as they were working on my shoulder.
Y'all have, like, a show doc or what?
Yeah. There's a show doctor. There's, like, a sports therapist. I was in both because I've hurt myself. And there's a difference. And I talk about this in my last book. There's a difference between hurt and injured. And if you're hurt, you can keep playing. And I don't just mean in athletics. You know, that is, I'm using that now as a metaphor, but in life, if you're hurt, you can go to work. But if you're injured, you got to take a step back and you can't continue because you're just going to make it worse. So I'm hurt. I don't think I'm injured, but anytime I would jump and I've had this cough, anytime I cough, there's like a stabbing pain in my shoulder. So, but I just think it's hurt and they don't think I tore anything. But I was wrapped up yesterday in ice. I was walking around, I have a shirt on because they had me wrapped up. And I saw Mama June from Honey Boo Boo, talked to her for a while. I told you I'd seen her before, but I actually stopped and talked to her. I'll tell you about that later. Some people were speculating that's the girl I've been dating, and I finally put her on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo from back in the day. TV star Bill Cosby is headed to jail. He's going to be in jail 3 years or possibly more. In other news, Dunkin' Donuts is officially dropping the donuts in their name. Please now refer to them as Dunkin'. And finally, bad weather in the Northeast. Careful on those roads. A lot of rain in the South as well.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They say drinking a pumpkin spice latte, which, by the way, do you like this?
Yes.
Same as drinking a milkshake.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I could see if you get it like the really sugary way.
Because even a small one, a tall one at Starbucks, made with non-fat milk and no whipped cream, like the barest of barest, still over 200 calories and 29 carbs.
Wow.
For you to burn that off, you'd have to do burpees, which is where you jump on the ground, do a push-up, and then do the push-up to jump up in the air for 21 minutes or run 1.6 miles to burn that off.
Wow.
If you go the whole way and you get what what I would get if I were to get it, because I'd be like, I'm getting a pumpkin latte, so let me just get all of it. If you get it with whipped cream, whole milk, you're looking at 64 grams of sugar, which is so much, 500 calories, and 66 carbs. It takes 54 minutes of burpees nonstop or 5 miles to burn that off.
Okay.
That's a lot, huh?
Yeah, no. And there's no way you're running 5 miles after you drink that.
I've been drinking a little bit of coffee lately because the days have been quite long. Because I'll do the radio show and then either go train or dance for the show. But I've been drinking coffee, and I don't like it still. But that's now manageable. And there's something called bulletproof coffee, which is supposedly hardcore. Anyone know what that is?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've done it.
Oh, you like, do? What is that?
So you mix the ghee butter and MCT oil in a blender, and you blend it up, and it makes your coffee really awesome. But it gives you tons of energy. It's like fat, like a lot of fat in coffee. And then you're not hungry for a while, but you have tons of energy, and it's really good for your brain.
Hmm. Well, they're like bulletproof coffee. It all tastes the same to me, but I guess I went straight for the hard stuff. It's like I'd never, ever tried sugar, and I went straight to heroin. Like, I made that kind of jump. Never had coffee, and then it's like, bulletproof!
So you did it? You did the...
I've been drinking it for like the last 2 days. It's terrible.
Oh, okay.
I go in. I'm so tired at times. I was so glad I had to dance last night. I was so tired. Yeah, but I've been drinking that bulletproof coffee. Sometimes I'll pour some like creamer stuff in it just a little bit. You know what I like? I like the French vanilla. Not that I just like vanilla. Who knew I'd like it better from a foreign country? French vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Amy, talk to me about your in-laws.
Oh my gosh, they're so nice.
Really? Like, you really genuinely love them?
I genuinely do. I've known them since I was a kid, though, and I've always enjoyed them and respected them, and they were friends with my mom. Like, they're always going to be special to me, but they're, like, just so nice. Like, sometimes so nice that it's like, are y'all real?
Do you have any friends that don't have awesome relationships with their in-laws?
Yes. And really? I'm like, I feel like I hit the in-law lottery because even my sometimes sisters and brothers of the in-law side can be rough and difficult for your marriage. But like my husband's sister, she's amazing as well. Like I hit the lottery.
Couples are now going to therapy for help dealing with their in-laws. More and more couples, it's awesome people go to therapy. I love it. If you can afford it and you can actually go and invest time into investing time, it's really a good move. It's helped me a lot just in my life. But this relationship coach did a whole interview where she said that more couples are coming in just to talk about dealing with in-laws because people's parents are very important to them, right?
Yes.
And if something's important to your significant other, it needs to be important to you. But it's hard for there to be that connection if you hate them or if they're difficult.
Right. Or what happens in your relationship too, it hasn't happened but it happens sometimes with my mom and my dad. Like if my husband will say something about them and how they handle it, I get defensive and I'm like, what'd you say? And then that causes tension in your relationship because of how the other person's viewing your family.
So you're good with your husband's family, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they don't they're so easy and laid back. If anything, I'm the one that causes the issues. Like I'm the in-law that's like the one that can be the dramatic and whatever. Maybe. I don't know. That's just how cool they are.
Lunchbox, how long have you been married?
3.5 years, yeah.
What's up with you and your in-laws?
My mother-in-law's a little strange. I feel like she has a crush on me, and it makes it just...
Stop it.
No, she just makes it awkward sometimes. She tries to... I don't know if she's trying to flirt with me or what, but it's just... Sometimes it's just uncomfortable, and so... I mean, they're nice people. Like, my father-in-law's cool, but my mother-in-law's just... I don't know. I think she's starstruck, maybe, by me being a celebrity. I'm being serious when I say this. Like, I am not joking. Like, everybody's like, oh, you're so full of it. No, I'm being serious. She tries to make jokes, and it's just, like, awkward. My wife looks at me like, I don't know what she's doing. My wife even says, she gets kind of giggly around you.
Which part of that's weirder to you, Amy? One, that he thinks his mother-in-law has a crush on him, or two, that he thinks he's a celebrity?
Oh, my gosh. Probably that he thinks she's, you know, different around him because of his celebrity status. Like, she lives in a city that we're not even on air where she lives.
Yeah, and we're not celebrities. Like,
right.
We're just dopey radio people.
He's not even moderately known in the city that she's
We're Houston?
From. Right, yeah, she lives in Houston. But we've been in Houston a few times, and people have recognized me, and that just... To me, it blows her mind, and she's just like, wow, that's cool. And, like, we'll be out to dinner, and she'll be like, so what's LB going to have for dinner?
Okay.
We are pretty big in Houston.
That's podcasts. True on the
Houston
podcast,
and Dallas
yeah.
are two of our biggest podcasting stations. So, all right. Would you ever go to therapy, Lunchbox, because you and your wife didn't get along? Or is it ever a mother-father-in-law issue with you two?
No, it's not to that point yet, but... I mean, just flirting thing, I'm just like a little weirded out, but I don't need therapy for that. I can get over that.
You just used people flirting with you all the time?
Yes. I fight them off with a stick my whole life.
What a problem,
life.
Huh?
I know.
It's like some of those dancers, they're so good looking. The one guy that was eliminated last night, Gleb, the Russian guy, he's like a Ken doll. The first thing I said when I met him at the photo shoot, I said, hey, man. He said, hello, I'm Gleb. He's from Russia. And I was like, hello, you're really good looking. And I guess this is what Lunchbox deals with. People just stop him on the street and tell him how good looking he is.
And they want pictures. It's a rough life.
Bobby Boneshack.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Old Dominion posted a photo on Twitter showing them back in the studio with the hashtag OD3. So it looks like new music is coming.
Hey, good. And maybe Amy can talk about it early and they'll send her another fruit basket. That still blows my mind. The Old Dominion, those guys sent you a fruit basket because you were Instagramming about their song early before anybody else was.
Yeah, they're super
That's funny.
Cool like that.
It's the fruit basket is so funny to me. Just someone was in a fruit basket today. That's like something from the Golden Girls TV show.
True.
Yeah,
true.
That's so funny. Listen, I really like those guys. I say that in a loving way. And I know a few of those guys really good. Really well. What else, Morgan, number two?
Luke Bryan and John Party covered George Strait's song, Carrying Your Love With Me, while they were on tour together for their What Makes You Country tour. Here's a clip of it.
Good. That's Amy's favorite country artist to ever, George Strait.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. In a bit, we're going to do our top three country artists of all time.
Oh.
I think that's fun because Amy loves George Strait. And I tell you, when it comes to just being country, no matter how much success and you read Luke Bryan makes $60 million, whatever, like there aren't two people in country music that are more country than John Party and Luke Bryan. Like still, like they're the same. It's crazy how they've just stayed the same. I was talking to John Party a couple weeks ago. He's like, man, still out building that deck. I was like, dude, you got like 7 hits now. I go, you know, I got some land and building the deck. I'd like to do it myself. I go into Home Depot. They know. They don't even know I'm the singer. They just know I'm the guy that comes in all the time.
Wanting to build a deck.
Yeah. That's all right, funny. Morgan number two, is that it?
We got Kelsea Ballerini releasing a deluxe version of her album, Unapologetically. It's going to be out on October 26th.
And that's, I think, 4 extra songs is what that means. She's going to re-put out the album, and there are 4 extra songs on it. So there you go. Thank you. Morgan number two, thank you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Thornton, Colorado. A woman is missing $35,000 after she accidentally donated it to Costco. She had it stored in her freezer. And she was like, man, I need a new freezer. So she had Costco bring her new
one.
They took the old one, and then she realized, I never took the $35,000 out.
Oh, no.
And she said she kept it in the freezer because if the house burned, the things in the freezer don't burn.
Yeah. That's why I have important documents.
But you gotta remember, if you get rid of the freezer, that you put things in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had it in a white envelope, so it blended in with the freezer wall, and she totally forgot, and she can't find it. And
that stinks, man. I feel bad for her. I don't even like to laugh at that. I feel bad for her. Because that was something I would do. Really, I think that's why I feel bad. It's something I would do. You know what I would do? This is what I would do. I would take, because my grandma used to do this with her Bible. She would have a bookmark, but there'd be a ribbon that came out of it. So the ribbon would like hang. So what I would do, if I had something like that, I'd be so scared. I would put the white box, the white envelope in it. I would tie a ribbon to it and always leave it hanging outside the freezer. So I'd always see it hanging and know that there was money in there.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to do something, especially if you think there's a chance you might forget and donate it.
All right, there you go, Lunchbox. Thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
For the last 4.5 years, this guy named Eric has cleared tables and stocked shelves at this restaurant called The Yard House in Minnesota. Now, he's been deaf his entire life. But he's been working. A few weeks ago, he had a birthday, and the staff that worked with him, who they really liked him a lot, they wanted to surprise him. So a dozen coworkers learned sign language so they could record a video of themselves singing the birthday song in front of the restaurant.
Oh, wow. That's special.
That makes the hairs of my neck stand up a little bit, that they would take the time and go learn enough sign language to make this video. And I was watching it, and he starts crying. And so now, because of that, more employees have been inspired to learn even more sign language with hopes of not only connecting with him, but also working with other people. And isn't that crazy?
I love it.
It's
awesome.
It didn't cost any money either.
No, it was just super thoughtful.
You know, it's not a story where someone builds a hospital with $10 million. It's like people that care. I love that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, so we play this game. I asked Lunchbox three questions that girls are supposed to know, and Amy three questions that guys are supposed to know. It's called Amy versus Lunchbox. Really, it's man v. woman. Really, it's person v. person. But wait, go to our Facebook page and tell us if you like this game. Amy, you're first. I have three questions that Lunchbox would know, the guys know. Ready?
Ready.
The NBA preseason gets going this week. What team does LeBron James play for?
Shoot. I mean, I know he went back to the Cavaliers, but then did he switch again? He went somewhere.
LeBron James.
I think I want to say LeBron just left the Cavaliers to go join the Lakers.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Woo! Wow. Yeah.
They just announced it. No, they not announced it. They just showed his first picture, like in his uniform, like official team photo. Actor Kevin Sorbo had a birthday this week. What TV character was he best known for in the 90s? Kevin Sorbo.
What? Kevin Sorbo? The 90s? Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, go ahead.
Yeah, he was on Entourage.
No, he was in Hercules in the 90s. That's right. Which, by the way, I know that show because I used to watch WCW Wrestling, and Hercules would always come on the same channel. And Xena, Warrior Princess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's that kind of show. Amy.
Yeah?
Most fishing rods are made of what material?
I'm thinking wood, but could be. Oh no, the rod part, metal? No.
Most fishing rods are made of what material?
Metal.
She says metal. That's incorrect. Lunchbox, you can steal.
Yeah, fiberglass.
Wow, nailed it.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, nailed it. Okay.
How'd you know that?
You
ever held a fishing pole?
Yeah.
That's how I knew it.
And Amy has one. Lunchbox has one. We'll go to Lunchbox now. Here we go. Lunchbox. If you're doing downward facing dog, which body part would not be touching the ground?
If you're doing downward facing dog, your butt wouldn't be. Your butt's in the air.
Which body part would not be touching the ground?
Your butt, it's in the air.
That's not what I have here. Amy, you can try to get this. I'm going to go incorrect.
I mean, I know I don't want to give Lunchbox the point here, but and I do a lot of yoga, but that's the first thing that came to my mind because your butt and your back are in the air and your hands and your feet.
Well, listen, your nose also isn't touching the ground. So there are lots of things that aren't touching the ground, but okay. Go ahead.
Your back.
Incorrect. It's knees. I didn't write the question, but yes, knees. Nobody gets a point. Thank goodness.
Oh, I see. Because maybe you would think like it's dog.
Yeah, who knows? Lunchbox, a French twist is a type of what?
A French twist. Oh, that's the type of manicure.
Manicure, he says.
Ding.
Incorrect. Amy?
Hairstyle.
Hairstyle is correct. There you go, Amy, with the point.
That was my first guess. I second-guessed myself. Dumb.
Hey, Lunchbox, Goop. Goop is a company owned by who?
Goop.
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 G-O-O-P, Goop?
Or alternate pronunciation because you're asking, right?
Yep.
Goop.
Hmm. Dang, if I had the root of origin, I may be able to get this.
The root of origin is the land of Goop.
Ooh, the land of Goop.
Yep.
That is definitely owned by Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. That is incorrect. Amy?
That would be Gwyneth Paltrow.
That is correct. There's our winner. Player song. Amy, everybody.
Yeah, Amy.
Takes a 4-3 lead in Amy versus Lunchbox. Still close. Which, by the way, I hate when we have a question that I know is written wrong, but I have to go with what's put in front of me. That's just the general rule. I don't write the questions.
Yeah.
So if you would have gotten knees, I would have had to give it to you, although that just wasn't a good question. But everybody knows that's the rule, right? Like, it's just the rule for both people.
Okay.
And a couple days ago, I had to give Lunchbox a point whenever Amy said the answer, like, 0.1 second after I'd said incorrect. So
there's no one mad here. I should have got hairstyle.
I'm just trying to be a good host, trying to be the Tom Bergeron of hosting this game. Who is my favorite person, by the way?
Yeah,
that guy.
Well, you're doing good.
Nicest guy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So here are things that they say will be extinct technology-wise in the next 10 years. Ready?
Ready.
TV remotes. Remote controls. Or what do you call it, Lunchbox?
Channel changer.
Done. Why do you think, Amy?
I mean, because I guess you're just going to be able to say out loud what you want to happen.
That's it. Yeah, I would have thought it would have been a phone. Like, they're all going to be built into our phones.
Oh.
But you're right. Voice control for all the televisions.
Yeah.
Which also means, sure, everybody's listening to us. But yes. How about cords and changers?
Okay.
Chargers. Cords and chargers.
Yeah, I could see that because I just bought this Mophie charger that's pretty much, well, I guess when I have to charge it, it's got a cord. But it just is like this little block that I set my phone onto. And I can
Will be wireless.
Yeah, I can take it with me and it charges like wherever I want.
This is technology that will be extinct in the next 10 years. Desktop computers at home. This is an easy one because everybody's on their phone. Your phone's just basically a small computer.
Yeah.
Or your laptop. But they say desktops will only be at businesses. Checks. Why no more checks?
Huh.
Because you can pay electronically.
Mm-hmm. Online transfers and Venmo.
Yeah.
Those will be the new check.
Venmo's
and then finally,
amazing.
Cable TV will be dead in the next few years. Why?
Because of streaming.
Yeah, and people will just be able to buy the channels they want. You're not going to have to get the whole cable package.
Yeah.
Which is still kind of dumb they do that now.
They get you, and we pay, like, I cringe at our cable bill, and it's only because of football.
You mean you keep cable just so you can watch live football?
We? My husband.
No, but you are a we. You and your husband are a we.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, do you think Bravo costs this much? No.
That's true, but you know why it costs that much? Because those networks pay billions and billions of dollars to get football. I'm not saying it's worth it to you.
It's because we got to watch, like, I don't know, there's like college football, NFL, I don't know, all the stations. Whatever these stations are, it's like it's like we go, and football's only half the year. So then sometimes we, you know, it's like, what are we paying for this for? For what? Whenever football season starts, August to February?
Cry me a river.
Silly.
Like tricks.
Yeah.
You know?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox has a newborn. How old's your baby?
10 weeks old.
So baby box is what, 2.5 months?
Basically.
Grown a lot?
Grown a lot. He's all the way up to 10 pounds and like 10 ounces.
Are you guys sleeping through the night now? Like, how has that changed in the past couple of months?
No, he still wakes up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock because he wants some food, and then he's up at 6 a.m. for some feeding. Every 3 hours, he starts crying for food, and mom's got to get out the milk.
Is it still crazy to you, or is it now just a thing?
No, it's still crazy to me. It's still crazy to sit there and look at him and, like, see his eyes and, like, have to change a diaper and see him just move. And it's just, it's weird. It's really weird.
So what happened in your baby's life that you were upset you missed?
Well, my wife was holding him, and he gave her a huge smile. Like, a legit ear-to-ear grin like I've never seen in my life. And I was so mad I missed it, and she didn't even tell me about it. I had to find out. My father-in-law texted me a picture and said, I don't know if anybody sent you this picture, but look at that smile.
Aww.
Made you weak, huh?
Oh, it hurt. It was like, man.
What were you doing? Why'd you miss it?
I was in Las Vegas gambling.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. It was. You were partying.
Yeah.
Okay, let me run this by you. Would you have stayed to see the smile?
Ooh, that's a good
one. Or gambled like you did. You get to pick one. Stay and see the smile, or gambled and partied in Vegas.
If we're being honest, and I know you guys want me to be honest with you, I would have rather gambled because he's going to smile more. He will smile more in his life. I just felt bad the moment I got the picture, and the fact my wife was going to hide it from me because she wanted me to see a smile and be like, oh, that's his first smile. She wanted to trick me. But yeah, it hurt, man. Like, that was a big smile. Like, man, why didn't he do that to me?
I want. Was he happy, or did he just have gas or something?
No, he was happy. She said she was making faces at him, and just a big old smile came across his face.
Good for you. Feel good about that?
Well, I feel good for her. I mean, he hadn't done it to me yet, so like, what's up?
I heard you got in trouble with hotel security in Vegas.
Well, yeah, I did do that too. I almost got kicked out of a casino because Eddie tells me there's like this statue. And I guess I've been drinking. Eddie convinces me that people leave money there for people that are just arriving to grab money from there, and it brings them good luck when they're gambling. So there's a $5 bill sitting on the statue, and I'm like, well, I need some good luck. I've been losing gambling. So Eddie's like, yeah, that's what it's there for. Go ahead and grab it. And I was like, okay. So I grabbed the $5 bill and put it in my pocket and started walking, and all of a sudden, big old security guard goes, hey, man, why are you messing with my statue? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, I saw you take the $5 off there. That money isn't for you. He goes, give it back or you're going to have to leave the casino. I was like,
wait, who is it for, though?
I guess the hotel keeps it. It's just people put money there, and I guess I'm not allowed to grab it.
For good luck. It's like throwing change
in a fountain.
In a well. Oh, that's funny, Eddie.
Yeah, dude, it was a joke. He was so drunk, I was like, he's definitely going to fall for it, and he did.
He's over there missing his baby smile.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I saw Bill Cosby got sentenced, up to 10 years in prison, Lunchbox, is that right?
Yeah, I believe it was 3 years is what his sentence is, and boy. Yesterday in courtroom, he was seen laughing after they read the verdict. I don't know. I don't know if he's all there upstairs.
I think he's lost it. Yeah.
I think a little bit.
And so he removed his jacket, his tie. They put him in cuffs, and they let him out of the courtroom.
The headline says Bill Cosby sentenced 3 to 10 years in prison for sexual assault. It's crazy how he was America's dad. Like the most lovable character, so we just assign these character traits to the human. And he's 81 years old now. He's not gonna make it out of jail. Right. They'll keep him by himself, but he's so old.
And that's what his lawyer was arguing, saying, hey, he's so old, maybe we should just sentence him to house arrest, you know, he shouldn't be in prison. And the judge was like, no, just because he's old does not mean he gets a get-out-of-jail-free card. I'm sorry, he has to pay the time.
Yeah, go to jail. You know who, obviously the first layer, all the women, terrible, sucks for them. Their lives have been, you know, hurt in ways that I will never understand. All the people that loved him, even the actors on the show, that show was taken off the air.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they were making money. That's how a lot of them were still supporting themselves. was through reruns, and no one will show the Cosby Show now because all you see is a sexual predator on the screen.
Right. Oh, gosh. And just, like, for me, it's such a great show. Like, that's a show that I could sit down or had this, he never happened and he not done those awful things. Like, that would be a show 100%. I'd be sitting down watching it with my kids.
Legendary comedian, too. Clean comedian. His jokes were, he was such a good comedian. Mm-hmm. And he was able to do it clean. And again, that's why he's never known. But yeah, I saw that. Good. Go to jail. Go to jail. Go away. Should have been in jail earlier. You almost go, he got away with it almost his whole life. He was 81 years old. But yeah, I saw that. And again, I haven't been able to watch a lot of things because my life has been to do radio all day, try to eat food, and then go to practice or do the TV show Dancing with the Stars. And by the way, I'm not complaining. I'm super lucky and blessed to be doing it. But I don't see a lot of things. I didn't see this. Lunchbox was just telling me about, you know, what he looked like in the courtroom.
Yeah, in his mugshot.
He's kind of just looking down at the ground. Like, he looks really sad and old. And
He should be sad and old. Put him in Gen Pop. See how long he lasts, because he hurt people.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't think he'd last a day.
Well, I also know that Raymundo, which, by the way, if you're new to the show, I'm Bobby. Hello. That's Amy that sits there. And then Lunchbox is over there.
Hello.
And so we have us three. And then in a glass room that's connected to our room, I look at Raymundo, who's our audio producer. And he comes on the air sometimes. But he loves gambling. And he doesn't. Ray, what would you do? You make a decent living, you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. You say you make it. Wow.
I mean, I don't have to do manual labor, and I know how much my brother makes, and I know I make more than him, so I would say I do, yeah.
Okay. Well, my point is Ray bets way more money than he should for what he makes, because I know what he makes. One time he bet his truck on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he lost. And then his truck went into, like, pawn, and he had to work it off. That was a bad... And Ray was living at the radio station because he couldn't afford... While he was betting his truck.
Yeah, those are different times, a little bit.
Well, so he bet on me to win Dancing with the Stars. You want to tell people how much you bet? I just wanted to set that up so everybody didn't think everybody's walking around here made of money.
Yeah, so anyways, I had some money saved up.
Not anyways, we're actually talking about this. Yeah, go ahead.
I know, I just wanted to set into it like I was starting to tell my story. Anyways,
go ahead.
So $1,000 is what I decided to put on it. I had it in savings. It was just sitting there for a rainy day. I thought, why not put it on Bones? I honestly believe that you're going to win the show. So to me, this wasn't even a bet. This was an investment. So I invested $1,000 in my boss, in Dancing with the Stars, in a prediction.
And what were the odds you got me at?
Dude, I actually got him at 20-1. So if in the crazy world you win, I would win $20,000.
That's amazing.
Let's just talk, and we'll do one segment later about the show, but Ray bet $1,000, which is too much money to be betting. Amy, how do you feel about his bet? After one week of Dancing with the Stars, and you were there, how do you feel about his bet?
I mean, it's typical Ray to kind of like see the odds of something that are so extreme and want to like capitalize on it. I do think he's onto something with you winning, but that's because I too think that there's a possibility, but I can't really figure out if it's because I just believe in you or if I'm really like gauging that America is going to fall in love with you too. I don't know.
Lunchbox, what do you think about this bet?
After week one, I think it's a great bet.
Well,
after week one, I think you stole the show because everybody was talking about you. I mean, afterwards, that's all they were talking about. I don't even remember who had the highest score, but everybody remembers who you were.
I had to tell you, Lunchbox's tweet kind of hurt me a little bit.
Which one?
How I should be embarrassed of myself. It was embarrassing. A little bit, it hurt my feelings a little bit. I felt okay saying that because he just says, he felt that way.
Hey, I told you that on the show. I know.
I'm not even arguing with you. I just, like, you said what you felt, and I like that. But it did hurt my feelings a little bit. I don't know. Hey, Morgan, number two, can you pull up Lunchbox's tweet? I'd like to relive that for a second if we can.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So I can digest that.
And I got a lot of hate back from it from the B team about, oh, you're so rude. You're just
no,
jealous.
You weren't rude. You weren't rude. It was honest. That's all I can ever ask for is consistency. But it just hurt because one of my friends felt that way, not because of why he felt that way. Because if he felt that way, he felt that way. Morgan, do you have it up?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, what did Lunchbox tweet after my first Dancing with the Stars dance? Go ahead.
He said, Bobby's dance was fine. I'm not a dance expert, but he looked like he knew what he was doing. Then the wheels fell off the wagon. I couldn't believe what I was seeing when he was running around the stage. Embarrassing. Not what I expected from him.
Wow.
Yeah, and I believe, if I'm just going from memory, embarrassing was capitalized?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That one hurt a little bit. It did hurt. But he felt that way. Say it.
Yeah, I mean, you're usually the buttoned up one. Like,
I don't want. I'm not the buttoned up one. I'm never the buttoned up one. Only when I'm putting together the show.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm used to, because I'm usually the one making a fool of myself doing things, and you are usually just so professional on TV.
I'm dancing in a competition. There's nothing professional about me dancing in a competition. I've never danced. Anyway, you do you. I'm gonna keep doing. Raymond. I don't think that's a good bet. I'll be honest with you.
Well, hey, I mean, I'm right so far, my man.
Mm. Yeah, so far, you're around for another week. So.
Hey, and if you lose, Bobby can just reimburse you.
That's not true. Oh. That's not happening. No. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
I guess people love old people and cats because there's this dude, Terry. He's 75 years old. He's retired. Doesn't have much to do with his time, so he goes and volunteers at this pet place, and he likes to nap with the cats. Well, they started taking pictures of him sleeping with the cats and putting them online, and Terry said, hey, why not donate? He's raised over $30,000 just posting pictures of him napping with cats.
Really? That's funny.
Like, that is so crazy that's what he does in his spare time. And Terry says, hey, guys, if I got time, you can donate money. $30,000.
What's the Instagram?
I don't know. It's just called the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary. They put it on their Facebook page, and people donate.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Well, any way that people can be inspired and motivated to do good, I'm all for it.
But
I'd also like a nap with a cat.
Yeah. What? No, who knew that was a thing? Like, I didn't even know you could just go nap with cats.
There it is. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, Bobby Bones here. If you love puzzle games but get bored from crushing candy, it's time to try the ridiculously fun puzzle game Best Fiends. Honestly, nothing like it. And once you play Best Fiends, you're going to love Best Fiends. It has cute characters that you collect, fun puzzles, daily and weekly events. And best of all, Best Fiends updates every month with new levels and features. I find myself playing the game all the time. It's the perfect game to play during downtime or really any time. Best Fiends is that good. Don't believe me? Check out the reviews. There's a reason why people constantly rate this game 5 out of 5 stars. Once you play Best Fiends, you will know why people cannot stop playing it. You will know why people keep tweeting me. It's basically gotten so many listeners obsessed with the game. And they love me for it, too. What are you waiting for? Give it a try. Even let me know what you think. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends. I bet you love it, too. I bet you end up tweeting me. I'm just making a bet here. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, we're back at it for another hour. Morning, studio.
Morning.
That's right. I'm going to start doing that randomly. Just make sure everybody's paying attention.
I got you, dude.
Thank you.
Our stay woke check.
Yeah, at the top of the hour, because that's the top of the hour, the stay woke check.
Well, I missed that one.
Lunchbox is sleeping.
I was so confused.
Lunchbox is on Facebook over there. Hey, so, yeah, now time, though, for Amy and her corny joke. People love it. It's called The Morning Corny. Here it is.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of dog did Willy Wonka have?
What kind of dog did Willy Wonka have?
A chocolate lab, duh.
Oh. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. There it is.
That was The Morning Corny.
You've been nailing them, man.
Oh,
like, we've
thanks.
Been clapping almost every time. We need to have a cricket sound effect, though, coming up.
In whoa, case she, whoa, in, whoa, whoa, whoa,
just
whoa.
Just in case she misses, we need a sound effect. If I'm like, sorry, Aim. Cricket,
why are you sending
cricket.
That negativity out into
no,
the airwaves?
It's a great thing to think about because you've been nailing them. You've been killing
well, yeah,
the room.
Because I've been working for the clap, and now that we got crickets born.
No, keep working for that clap. Keep working for that clap.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Did you see Dunkin' Donuts is changing their name?
Yeah, aren't they just like Dunkin' now?
Yeah, just Dunkin'.
Wow.
Why are they hating on donuts?
Well, I just think they want to be known for more than just donuts.
I guess so. People want to be known for not just, and I say this in the best possible way, for crappy food, meaning unhealthy food.
But also, Oh, yeah. But Dunkin', like, their coffee is huge for them.
Yeah.
So I think they just want to be like Dunkin'.
Yeah. You're probably right. I just would think it's probably their biggest thing now, coffee, right?
Yeah. I mean, most everyone I know loves Dunkin' coffee.
And it even says coffee chain Dunkin' Donuts announces a major name change as more customers visit the store for just the drink. The name will be adopted in Dunkin's 12,500 international stores. So I don't know how this works, but if you own a Dunkin' Donut, you have to pay for it yourself, the new signs, and they make you?
I'm sure, like, if you, as a franchisee, there's certain rules you just have to abide by.
That and stinks part of for them.
Being, like, I mean, I'm sure there's pros and cons of being a franchisee.
It'll always be Dunkin' Donuts to me, guys.
Yeah. Lunchbox used to work at Dunkin' Donuts.
I did, and I'll always call it Dunkin' Donuts. This name change is lost on me. I can't believe it.
So tell me about your day when you would work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, man, the shift would start at 6 or 5 a.m., depending on which one you had. I usually did the 5 a.m., and, oh, let me tell you, I'd get there, and it's not that busy until about 6:30 or 7, and then the line on the drive-thru is, and the line in the store out the door. People are going crazy, and it is just chaos on the weekends from 6:30 a.m. until about 10:30 a.m. Whoo! You don't get to sit down, no break. I mean, it is mad chaos.
So what would you do, though? During the crazy time when you work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I usually work the drive-thru, and so I would just stand at the drive-thru window, and we didn't have one of those boards where you order back there and you pull up and the order's ready. You would pull up to the window, and you would say, okay, I want this donut. Can you get it for me? And then you have the people that are so lazy that wouldn't get out of their cars, and they'd pull up to the window, and they'd go, I'd like 3 dozen donuts. And you're like, okay, great. What kind would you like? And they say, well, what kind of donuts do you have?
Oh,
are you serious?
Come on.
Then they hold up the whole line, and then the people behind them are mad at you because it's slow. But then they would tell me 3 dozen donuts. I'd memorize them like that, and they'd go, aren't you going to write it down? And I was like, psh, I gotcha.
So you're working at Dunkin' Donuts. You work the drive-thru. Didn't you have a scenario in your mind where if someone robbed the store, what you would do?
Yes. If it was a non-busy time, I was going to, because the coffee pot was right by the cash register inside. So someone comes inside to rob us. They pull out a gun, and they say, give me all the money. And I would act like I'm going to the cash register, but instead I'd grab the pot of coffee, whoo, throw the pot of coffee on them, run and dive out the drive-thru window. Scot-free. That was my whole, that was my getaway plan.
Why not just run?
Well, because they have a gun, and you got to distract them, and there's no, they're between you and the door, so.
You went out the drive-thru, though. Oh, anyway. Listen.
That's just his hero plan. He wants to be a hero.
Yeah, I want to be a hero. I want to make the news.
I had a hero plan a few times. I got jumped or robbed. I was like, I'm going to Chuck Norris to turn that. When I got pistol whipped, I had a gun put to my head. I got pistol whipped. I was like, if that ever happened to me, I'm going to take the gun, turn it on them. Be like, now what's up? As soon as that gun came to my head, I was like, whatever you want.
Yeah. And you maybe peed a little.
My pants are wet. Bobby Bone, come on. I saw Amy's son watching me on television last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is they made us go up and they told us if we were safe or not. And if we weren't safe, we had to dance again, a dance that we had learned. We had no idea. But this is last night. This is Amy's son watching me on Dancing with the Stars. Stevenson, 8 years old. Here you go.
Yeah, mommy, yeah! Yeah!
He came over to give me a hug right after, like, you were safe. He was, like, watching the TV, and yeah, he's into it.
That made me feel good. As soon as I walked off stage, I was watching it on my Insta story.
Yeah, he was wearing his B-team shirt, ready to go.
He was. It was good. So last night I go out, and they don't tell any of us. I think there are 13 dancers. And they say, listen, 7 of you are safe. You've made the top 7, and 6 of you will dance for your life. That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
And then if you dance bad, then you get kicked off, and they sent you home. And they did send home someone last night, Nikki Glaser, the comedian who I became friends with. So I was sad to see her. And they put her on an airplane immediately and sent her right to New York because she had to do all the press this morning. She had to go do the loser dance on Good Morning America. She had to go dance on Good Morning America. And then she has to dance with her partner, and her partner is probably like, ugh,
yeah,
we lost the first round. I know she was upset. I talked to her last night afterward. It stinks. And so I survived. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. Especially, I fell down. I jumped like a madman. Here's the actual audio of the television show whenever Sharna, my dance partner, and I were together, and they're kind of telling us whatever they're telling us. Here we go.
Stop reading the comments. You're safe. You're coming back next week.
So So before that, I said I read all the YouTube comments the night before and that I'm not going to be the best dancer, but I'm going to have so much fun. How'd you feel about that? Because some people, I said, you know, everything I do gets, some people love it, some people don't. How'd you feel about that comment?
I mean, I think it's, you need to not focus on the internet comments.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, I'm just saying how I feel. There's no strategy involved right now. Meaning, she's like, she asked me a question. I was like, what'd you do last night? I said, I just went and read all the YouTube comments. And then people told me that I had a little too much fun. And so, like, I can't not be me. I'm just going to have fun. I'm not the best dancer.
Sorry,
and even
I
said that,
yeah.
I don't know. Even Sharon, I think, was like, ooh, don't say you're not going to be the best dancer. But I'm just not going to be the best dancer. There are professional dancers that are competing on this show.
True.
Like that Tinashe, the pop star girl. I don't really know her. I don't really talk to her that much. She doesn't really hang around. But she's a professional dancer. There's no way in 10 weeks I'm going to be a better dancer than her. Now, maybe America will like me better. Maybe I look like I try harder. I don't know. But I did say I'm not going to be this dancer. And did that rub you the wrong way?
No.
Okay,
no, good. No, you're referring to. No, I mean, you're just being honest. And I think that people appreciate that. Because there's people watching that definitely are like part of our crew and they know who you are. And there's tons of people watching that are like, who is this guy? And they're just getting to know you. And I think they're going to like, yeah, that you're being authentic and true to yourself. Like, yeah, I'm not the best dancer, but I'm going to be the hardest worker and I'm going to win that mirror ball, basically.
I hope that our listeners know that I'm so grateful they would call it, because I would never call and vote on a TV show. I mean, really. Maybe once or twice in my life. Maybe yeah. Taylor Hicks on American Idol back in the day.
Yeah, you did do that. But
if you're listening to me right now and you call, like, again, I'll be on Monday night and I'll be like, hey, vote. But I can't believe you would actually vote for me. That's crazy. I appreciate it so much. It's like when people call into the radio station. Like, I love it, and I love to put you on. I love to talk to you. But I'm like, I know you have things to do. And the fact that you would take time to call a TV show and vote for me or to call a radio station and talk to us, that's valuable to me. And that's awesome because you don't have to do that. And I don't know where I was in the top six because my score wasn't the highest. And I got to be slick next week. I have a much smoother, slower dance. Ugh. I can't be jumping around. I hurt my shoulder so bad. My shoulder's killing me.
Yeah, you have that tape on it.
I have tape
right
on
now.
It right now, and it ice, and I had to go to physical therapy. I hope I didn't tear my rotator cuff or have to get Tommy John surgery or a new arm implant.
What?
I'm just saying words right now. I have no idea what they mean.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's. What'd you think last night, Amy? You saw one episode in the Dancing with the Stars studio, but then you got home last night. I watched it at home with your kids. What'd you think about the difference?
The difference is when you're watching at home, you see so much more. Like, viewers at home are getting the full experience. It's really, really cool to be there and support you and the energy, but I don't feel like I was getting to see all of your moves, and you did nail the dance.
I thought I did pretty good on the dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then other people too, like, I thought they were like good or bad or, you know, from what I could see, but then when they would do the replay and play it back, I was like, whoa. And then they had you know, your football friend
DeMarcus yeah,
do his again. I was like, oh wow, like,
yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I saw his in person, good. On TV, good. But on TV you see all the angles and it just looks, you're definitely not missing out by watching it at home, people.
Well, I didn't have to dance last night. I had a dance that I learned, but I didn't have to. I put some of it on Instagram, and it's a story if you want to see it before it goes away. And then I didn't have to do it. They told me on stage, like, you're free. And I was like, oh, I was nervous.
Yeah.
It's crazy to be. Amy, it's a dopey reality show, and I'm up there nervous like I'm about to get a scholarship, you know?
I know, but there's reality shows that don't really require a lot of hard work and effort, and y'all are like busting your butts.
Maybe that's what it is.
So don't say it's a dopey reality show.
It is a dope. Listen, it's a dopey reality. All reality shows are dopey. In the grand scheme of life, there are things that are important.
Right. I get what you're saying. It's not like, oh, okay,
I just want people to feel like I'm like, Bobby's like, he thinks Dancing with the Stars is real life. No, it's not. It's not. Like, I know, I'm just getting to live out a dream. I'm living out a dream right now. Like, I'm just a dude.
Yeah.
Everyone on the show has a real skill. I don't really. I come on here and we talk about things. Duh. Like, there are professional athletes, comedians. Mary Lou Retton got a 10. She needed a 10 to win the gold medal. Nailed it. So, yeah.
She's good, too.
Yeah, I know. Some of those people that were in the bottom six were so good, so much better than me. And I was like, oh, they don't have the B team like we do.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, your thoughts?
I thought it was cool you're moving on. I'm glad that you weren't in the bottom six and you had to dance for your life or whatever. I'm glad they just let you breathe easy and got it over at the very beginning of the show so you didn't have to stress. But can I go back to the actual night of the first night? Because something happened and we never discussed it and you never brought it up. And I don't know.
Go ahead.
The kiss. You planted a kiss on your partner. And I mean, you've been talking about, oh, there's something going on in my life. Like, was that you letting the cat out of the bag because you just became emotional and she was like, people aren't supposed to know we're dating?
I was in the moment, man. What do you want from me? I'll probably give you a kiss in that moment.
So that wasn't you saying, hey, we're dating?
That was not me saying, hey, we're dating.
Oh, man, because I was like, whoa!
Amy, did you think anything with the kiss? Did it look like anything to you?
I mean, I don't really see you kiss many people.
Exactly.
Just being for real.
Yeah, be for real.
I am being for real. Like, you don't just kiss people. I don't know that you've ever kissed me on the cheek. We've done a lot of really cool work things together in 12 years.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to give you a kiss on the cheek soon.
No! I
don't know. But, okay, it's a bit different. Here's why. We spend 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 hours a day, and you're so close. Your bodies are so close. You're working. You're sweating. You smell armpits of each other. It's all the... And so, it's just... I don't know. But no, I was not announcing anything. But there was a good picture that I think... Whatever. I don't even want to... Whatever. I'm tripping over my tongue right now.
Okay.
It's like my tongue you're getting nervous. Like, no. You're trying to trying to backpedal.
Eddie, anything you'd like to say?
Well, I just want to tell you that I'm all in. I've never watched Dancing with the Stars ever, but it's a family thing for us now. Like,
I love your videos. I love watching your kids watch that show. My favorite show is your Insta story watching that show.
Dude, the kids, my wife, everyone, we're around the TV watching this thing, and my kids want you to win this thing. They don't even call it Dancing with the Stars. They call it Bobby's Dancing Show.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, dude, we're so pumped for you. The kissing thing was weird, but
it really?
Well, Bones, I thought last night that you were gonna kiss her again.
Wait, when?
So when you gave her the big hug after they told you made it, and I was like, oh no, Bones, no, not two kisses, not back to back nights.
Okay, Amy, you stay out of this. You know, okay, you know what's up. Lunchbox, do you think I'm dating my dance partner?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do, because you said you spend a lot of time with her, you've gone to dinners, you know where she lives, and you kissed her on national television.
Eddie, you know a bit, but then you haven't known anything in a long time.
You told me that you have something going on.
Yeah, but I said that on the air, but do you think that's it?
Yeah. I'm with Lunchbox. I think that's it. I'm just waiting for the cat to come out of the bag.
And then America falls in love with you guys, and you get more votes and more votes, and I'm telling you. The way you guys look at each other, and she called you babe.
That's just a dancer foreign thing.
Oh.
I think. But also...
It's a dancer and a foreign thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
So if you're a dancer from another country, you say babe.
Yeah.
Bones, and she looks at you in certain ways.
Yeah, she does.
Like, it could be that meme of, like, find yourself someone to look at you like that.
Oh, yeah.
And you're now a meme. That's pretty bad.
Bad or cool?
Well, it's not the good part. It's when he falls down.
What's the meme?
I love it. I've retweeted that meme 1,000 times. Listen, I fell down because I was being me.
But what does the meme say?
Someone's like, when you find out, when you want Chick-fil-A, but it's not Sunday. and they're jumping around, they fall, but they're still like so pumped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my Twitter. Okay, well, listen, I'll be back. I'm dancing again on Monday. If people will vote for me, that'd be awesome. Eddie and Lunchbox think their things, and we'll move on.
Yeah, but we don't know, though.
You definitely don't know.
Like, they do not.
Hey, do you guys want to come next week, Eddie Lunchbox? You're welcome too if you want to fly out here.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you paying for a flight?
Second question. Are you paying for that?
No. Not.
Okay. All right. Let me talk to the wife. I think I may be in.
This may be my last week because I'm definitely week to week on this show. But yeah, you guys are both invited if you want to come.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Bones.
About it tomorrow. Yeah. We'll do Dan and Shay. By the way, some B-teamers flew out to the show last night.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. They flew out and they sat in the audience. They didn't even dance. And so I brought them. I found them because I was looking for them in the crowd the whole time. And I brought them on the stage. I said, stay here after the show. And everybody left. And security lets us do whatever we want. And so I walked out to the crowd and brought them on the stage. And I was like, let's take some pictures. Because that stinks that I didn't even get to dance while they were there.
You should do a private show for them. Private dance.
Dancing for money.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Top skills that modern dads have to master nowadays. So to be a current dad. Amy, your husband is a dad of two. You have two children, 11 and 8.
Yes.
Lunchbox has a newborn. It's 10 weeks old. So we'll put them both in the mix here. Number one, to be an efficient modern dad, you have to cook a meal in less than 20 minutes. Amy, can your husband do that? Ooh. A real meal. Real meal.
A real meal for the kids?
Yeah, like chicken and vegetables and...
No.
Lunchbox, can you do that?
Grilled cheese, yeah, absolutely. But besides that, no.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys both no's on that one then. Oh. But I do like the honesty. Number two, having some money saved away for the kids to go to college already.
Yes.
Lunchbox?
No.
He is a baby. You're right.
Yeah.
But that's what modern dads are supposed to do right now, apparently. Number three, setting up the home Wi-Fi and Netflix account, like knowing how to do that.
Yes.
No, I don't really handle that. It's hooked up, and once it goes out, I get frustrated because I hate technology.
Then what do you do?
I just call the cable company and be like, hey, why isn't this working? They run a test, and they reboot it or something.
How about assembling furniture from a box? Amy?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
He can do that?
Yeah.
Do his military skills, Amy, come into play when it's things like that? Did he learn how to put things together in the military?
I don't know. I mean, there's sometimes, I can't remember what it was that he was trying to do. And I brought it up on the show and now I can't think of it. But I remember telling y'all, like, he can fly an airplane, but he can't.
He can't fix a VCR. He can't, like, or no, like a DVD player or something.
I can't remember what it was. Now that's going to bug me. But I just remember he got mad because I called him out.
Was it a stove? Like, you couldn't work the stove?
No clue. Do not remember. But I just know that.
I think he's lying to you about this stuff because he flew an airplane in the Air Force.
Maybe it was like because he can't fold T-shirts out of the laundry.
Maybe that too. But I think he's lying to you. I think he plays it down because if he doesn't fold them, then.
Oh, I know what it was.
What?
Okay. So he put a glass jar.
In the microwave.
On the stove. We don't have a microwave.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So we have a gas lit, like a fire range, gas range. And he lit the fire and put a glass jar on top to like heat something up straight from the fridge. And I was like, what? You fly an airplane and you don't think that's going to like break that glass in half? So anyway, that was that. But yeah, back to the original question.
Lunchbox, can you assemble furniture from box?
Yeah, I've learned how. Now that I have a kid, I put a lot of things together through the box. The crib, A+.
Yeah?
Yep.
I believe you on that one.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So check out this headline. Friends who beat cancer as kids tie the knot. Yeah, this guy and this girl, when they were little, they had cancer and they were both treated at St. Jude where they met and then started dating later in life. And then they decided to recently get married on September 1st. They said, I do. And they did it at St. Jude.
Wow.
Yeah, they saw
it. The hospital that they met in, because they both had cancer, they ended up getting married in?
Yes, because they realized their wedding date, September 1st, was also the first day of National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So they saw the hospital as an ideal venue.
Well, how about that? That's what it's all about right there. That's what it's all about. Nice one.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Your favorite country artist ever. There really are no rules to this list. And maybe we'll play this clip back. But Luke Bryan and John Party were playing George Strait. And my point was, man, I know Luke Bryan and John Party relatively well. And they're as country as can be. Like, still. And it's awesome. And love it. And so they get out and they play George Strait, who's as country as can be. Here's a clip of them playing that at a show. Here you go.
I'm carrying your love with me.
So there they are playing that in a show, and I said, hey, we're just talking about country music, and I grew up in a small town in Arkansas, so I was born, just my grandma was a huge gospel and old school country fan, and I think that's where my old schoolness comes from, but like, the list is just your favorite country of all time. It doesn't matter, Go. Amy, number three on your favorite country artist list is?
Maren Morris.
Wow. Can I get a How about that? Go ahead.
With my number two?
No, just talk about that for a second. I mean,
oh,
you come out.
Well, because, I mean, well, she's someone that I have in the, like, I don't get tired of her album Hero. And it's someone that I listen to a lot, and I feel like I'm just going to like her music for a long time.
That's
like,
awesome.
I'm just being, I'm predicting into, because I know it's all time. But honestly, my list could be way longer than three, because truly, Luke Bryan and John Party even singing George Strait, I'm like, that is like amazing to me.
I love that you picked Maren, though, because there are no rules. It's just right now.
Yeah.
Like your favorite artist. Okay, yep. Maren Morris, number three. Number two?
Dierks Bentley.
I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven.
Yeah, you had to go Dierks at two. I know you wanted it, because Dierks is your favorite contemporary country artist.
Yes.
Because I know you're going to go George at number one, because you love George Strait more than anything ever. And that's how we got on this, so I'm not spoiling it.
Yeah.
But you love George Strait.
Oh, George is my main man.
Number one, George Strait. Here you go.
Take a little long to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down.
All right, Lunchbox, top three country artists of all time. Go ahead.
Oh, number three, Carrie Underwood.
Okay, why do you say it like that? Hold on. Hey, turn this down. Turn this down. Hey, name five of her songs, Lunchbox, ever.
Oh, you want me to do it before you cheat?
Oh, did you look these up to send them their clips off? Or?
No.
No, he's legit.
NLR. Did you look these
NLR.
Up?
NLR.
Okay, good. Go ahead. I believe you then.
Before he cheats.
Go ahead.
Jesus Take the Wheel.
Go ahead.
Church Bells. Two Black Cadillacs.
That's the name of a song, actually. You nailed that. One more?
Oh, one more. Oh, man. Hold on. I got this. Just Breathe is Faith Hill. Oh, come on.
But Amy, his melody was right on that song. He's never right. He hit the melody of that song. Wow.
Mm, yeah.
You know what? You already win. I just wanted you to name some songs.
Yeah,
I do like
Carrie,
that.
Carrie, thank you. She's number three.
Don't be creepy, though.
Play her clip. Let me hear.
Why are you being creepy? All right. Number two.
Garth Brooks.
Okay. Strong. And your number one favorite country artist is?
Zach Brown Band.
Ooh, solid.
Yeah, solid.
A little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on Friday night.
It's good.
A pair of jeans that fit just right.
Man. Solid list, Lunchbox. I mean, the Carrie stuff was creepy how you did that.
Nah, she came in at number three, though. Carrie.
Number three, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy, guess mine. Guess my number three. You know Garth's going to be number one, but guess my number three and number two. Go ahead.
Casey Musgraves.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh my gosh, this is so hard.
Okay, hold that thought.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Amy had a solid top three. I just said, hey, give me your favorite country stars. It could be all time. Just give me the list. And she goes, Maren Morris, Dierks Bentley, and number one was George Strait. Then Lunchbox goes, Carrie Underwood at three. How'd you say lunch?
Carrie Underwood.
There you go.
Yeah.
At two was Garth, and at three was, or excuse me, at one was Zach Brown Band. Here's mine. By the way, number one is always will be the greatest of all time. The solo artist that sold the most, more than Elvis. I'm talking about Garth Brooks. That's my number one, Garth Brooks. There you go. Banana.
For unanswered prayers. Remember when you're tall.
Eddie and I can sit and talk about Garth deep cuts.
Come on.
And shows and tours and albums. I love Garth. I've got to play with him on stage. It's just amazing. He's nicer than you even. Let me tell you this. He's the nicest guy ever. Now take that and put that in your heart and know that he's even nicer than that. That's how awesome Garth Brooks is. Most time you're disappointed if you think someone's that awesome. Nope. Every time I'm like, are you the Garth Brooks? Man, you're awesome. Okay, I have two more. Amy guessed Casey Musgraves.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about that? You think she's on my list?
No.
No.
At number two is Casey Musgraves.
Oh. Well, Musgraves.
Mary go round, round, round.
That, Amy.
Love Casey Musgraves. Like, I can listen to her music every album. All the time, nonstop, golden hour. All of her albums to me, I can listen to all of them. Know every song she's ever put out. So that's my number two. At number three, I have one other artist here on my list. Amy, go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I have a feeling maybe just because of like your grandma or maybe Arkansas, like throwing it old school and go Johnny Cash.
Mm. Solid guess.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I'll make that my guess then.
Lunchbox, any guesses?
Yeah, it's easy. You have Randy Travis from your grandma. Solid.
I do love Randy Travis. Yeah. I do. Eddie?
You were on a kick with Chris Stapleton for a while where that's all you listen to.
Oh, yeah, that's
I still do love Chris Stapleton, but yeah, you're right. For a while, it's all I was listening to. You're all wrong, actually.
Oh.
If I had to pick a number three, it'd be Keith Urban right now.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it's all time right now. There's no rule. It's Keith Urban 3, Casey Musgraves 2, Garth Brooks at number 1 right now. But all of you guys nailed it. I love Randy Travis. I love Chris Stapleton. It's still so cool to me that Chris Stapleton did a thing in my last book, Amy. Isn't that nutty? He was so nice to do that.
Yeah.
Like he has cool. He did a whole thing. Amy did it too.
Isn't that nutty? I did it. So weird.
I know, right?
I can't believe I agreed to that.
You guys just had said you both did things in my last book. It was nice of you guys, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely more shocking to have Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton did it?
Yeah. Bobby Bone,
come on. Do you like to karaoke, Amy?
Yeah. I haven't done it in a while, but it's definitely fun.
Will you get up in front of a crowd and just let it go?
Oh, for sure. I mean, anything from Dixie Chicks to Tupac. Like, I'll
do
it all.
You do crush some Tupac.
Yeah.
Your Dixie Chicks is rougher than your Tupac is. Because
yeah.
I mean,
rapping has a different vibe, because it's not really requiring me to be vocally.
Doesn't require you to be in tune. Just have rhythm.
In tune, yes. Like, I have rhythm. I don't have tune.
Lunchbox, will you go up in karaoke?
Oh, I'll get up in karaoke and get booed off stage. No problem.
What do you sing usually? What's your go-to karaoke song?
Ooh, I do a lot of Tina Turner because I know that by heart. What's Love Got to Do with It? I did Love Shack one time, and that is
That's a good one.
Oh, it's too long. And then another one never sing is Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Well, yeah. Simon and Garfunkel?
Yeah.
Why would you even think about singing that one?
Well, I was at a bar and my buddy Charlie was like, dude, I put our name in for karaoke. And I was like, all right. He goes, this song is great. The crowd will love it. And we sang Bridge Over Troubled Water and people were literally yelling, stop the song. Get them off the stage.
It's a fantastic song, but it's so slow.
Oh, my. It was awful.
Amy, what's your go-to song? Like, you get one song on karaoke. What do you do? Go?
Dear Mama.
Tupac?
Yeah. Maybe because I know it so well. What is your song?
Probably Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise.
Ooh, I bet you're good at that.
Yeah.
In fact, I know you are.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one for me. Because I also know it without having to read the words.
Yeah, you have to be comfortable with it.
Yeah, comfort's a big part. Here are the top five. They say if you're going to do karaoke and you're not a great singer, but you want to make sure the crowd has fun, these are the top five songs to go sing, because regardless of how bad you are, people go, oh, I like that, and they'll sing along with you. At number five, Backstreet Boys, Everybody. Here it is. Everybody. Yeah. Sing it, Dave.
Yeah.
Come on.
Rock your body, right?
Rock your body!
Backstreet's back, all right!
There you go. All right, number four. This is the go-to karaoke song, Shania Twain, That Don't Impress Me Much. That don't impress me much. It's good. And you can do the talking parts like, so what, you're Brad Pitt. Do you know that song, that line, I believe, and someone can check this, but a large inspiration of that song, especially the Brad Pitt song, so what, you're Brad Pitt, or whatever, is because she saw that naked picture of him, and she was like, they don't impress me much.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah.
So I think you're right.
No, if the internet says it, you know what I mean?
Duh.
Rihanna at number three with Stay. I want you to stay. Oh, no.
No.
I like this song.
Only if you can sing.
You better be able to just rip this song apart. Because the people that get up and think they... Here's the thing. I love people that can sing really well and people that can sing terribly. Because if you're a medium singer and you're getting up there trying to sing well and it's like you're trying to get on American Idol, it just comes off weird, huh? Like if you're pretty good and you're trying really hard, it's like you have to have fun and you have to be great.
I
One
wish I was
two.
Great.
I know. So just have fun. You're not. I'm not. Do you think I can sing?
Not really. Dude, what do you mean? You can sing. You have rhythm, and you're talented.
Question. Just a general question. No. I was just a general question. Do you think I could sing?
Like a professional singer?
Oh, I'm a professional singer.
I know you are, but no, not like a Garth or
no.
A
but
Keith.
I'm not a Garth. Not a Keith. I'm just saying, just sing in general.
Yes, you can sing.
I'm not pressuring you into anything.
Well, I feel pressure right now.
No.
I gave you my honest answer and you keep asking me.
No, but then you said not like a Garth. Obviously, nobody sings like Garth.
Okay, so not like a not if like someone, any of the artists that come in here. Yeah, so no, what no, do right. you mean? Like, just do you think general, I can sing?
Like, can I hold it? Can I hold a note, a melody, a bit?
Certain ones, yes.
I agree with that. Just certain ones, though.
Okay.
Like Eddie's a better singer than me, and I'm in the lead singer in our band, and I'm like, Eddie, please sing more. And he's like, no.
He does that.
I'm like, Eddie, please sing more songs.
But you're the lead singer.
But I, and that's what he says. I'm like, but Eddie, I can't really sing. And he's like, nah, I'm just going to play guitar. I'm like, duh. Number two, Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
Oh. Jam.
Lunchbox thinks that this song is one of the greatest ever written.
It is. It is by far, pound for pound, one of the best songs ever written in the history of music. Everywhere you go, this comes on and everybody celebrates. Everybody jams out, no matter young, old, female, male. People love this song. And listen to the lyrics. It's like, it's deep.
He's serious, by the way, to all our new listeners. He's serious. And number one, by the way, Oops, I Did It Again for Britney Spears. There you go. Those are your top five no-fail karaoke songs to make a crowd love it. Yes, Lunchbox.
What about that one? There's one that goes, I'm touching you.
Oh, yeah, big one. Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a big Sweet one when Caroline. You're at the karaoke bar. People go nuts.
Yeah, Red Sox games. Sweet Caroline. Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
Because people also like doing, bah, bah,
bah. You can get crowd involvement. Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, so good, so good, so good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one I know when I go to the karaoke bar. It erupts when people sing that one.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's a 40-pound cheeseburger that costs $2,000.
Ooh, what's on it? Gold?
there better be $1,990 on it. You get a cheeseburger, it's just loaded with cash. It's covered in pizza-style mozzarella and burger-style American cheese. It's 40 pounds. Can you imagine that much meat? 40 pounds of meat cooked. Is that even going to be cooked all the way through? Surely that's going to be pink in the middle. That's a tough thing to cook.
Yeah.
It's going to be doused in ketchup, and then they repeat that four times to make four different layers. The burger patty alone, after it's cooked, because I guess you weigh it before. That's why the TV commercials go, 2 pounds of meat, each burger. But then it shrinks by the time you get it.
Yeah.
It ends up being 10 pounds. It takes four people to get it into the oven because it's so big. $2,000. I wonder if people even buy these things. Can we talk about them? Like, there's a $1,900 ice cream sundae. Like, is that just on the menu? And then if someone does order, are they shocked?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody
maybe.
Ever goes and wants to take out their whole bank account, they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. We know we're a bank. We're supposed to have all your money here, but whoa, whoa, whoa.
Or you could get a bunch of friends together and you pitch in and you each get a bite.
Yeah, but what kind of friend's going to pitch in $300 for a bite of a hamburger?
I'm in.
You're going to pay that?
Absolutely. We'd make the news and people would want to interview us. So, yes.
But that's worth that money to you to make the news?
Absolutely. To be like, hey, so what was the inspiration behind buying the 2,000 burger? Oh, yeah. So you'd come interview me, bro. Like, what do you want to know? It was a little, you know, it didn't taste that good. It was, you know, it filled me up and I had a lot of leftovers.
Yeah. Good story there. Yeah, there it is. Will Smith bungee jumps. Did you guys see his over the Grand Canyon?
No.
Out of the helicopter? It was his 50th birthday. I was watching on Instagram. He bungee jumped out of a helicopter into the Grand Canyon. The helicopter's flying. I watched it leading up to it before the show last night, taped. And so he had his hands like across his head, and he's in a helicopter, and then he jumped, and he's 50 years old. And that dude looks like he's 28.
Yeah.
He was lifted in the air. He was standing on like the chopper side, and then they counted it from five, and then boom, he jumped. And it's crazy. You can watch it on his Instagram. So, you know who was there? Carlton, Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh, that's cool.
He was there too. Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool. So, I saw that. That was neat. Morgan, number two, has got a 24-year-old that we're going to do here. She's 24. She's our head of digital. Sometimes she goes, hey, I'd like to talk about this. And we're like, oh, that's what 24-year-olds care about. All right, here you go. Hey, what do 24-year-olds
care about? So I'm a huge fan of the TV show Suits. Meghan Markle was on it before she married Prince Harry. And she just got asked if she watches the new season with Katherine Heigl. And she said she doesn't watch it.
What?
Did she say a British accent, though? Does she have an accent yet? Because she's been over there for 2 months?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Stop it.
They don't get suits over there or what?
How come Meghan Markle develops an accent in 2 months, but Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't lose his in 40 years?
Good point.
Well, she's trying to be proper. And sometimes when you're, you know, forced to be proper, you...
I'm sure there are crazy rules on her.
Yeah.
Crazy rules. She probably goes to accent school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I don't watch Suits, though, but you like that show, Morgan, number two?
Oh, I love it. I'm just surprised. Like, I would want to see what happened to my show after, but I guess maybe she's sad she left.
Yeah, Bobby, that would be like me listening or me leaving the show and then never listening to the show again. It's weird.
You probably check in, huh?
Exactly. That's our point.
Can I ask a favor?
What?
Never leave.
Oh.
All right, Morgan, number two. Thank you. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
More and more celebrities are offering to record personalized videos through a website called Cameo, but for a price. So it'll send a video, like if you're a fan, or maybe you want to get your brother or sister, your best friend, a gift, and it would be a video from this celebrity, it'll cost you money, and they'll send you a video for like $1,000.
Well, they'll do it much cheaper because I bought those before.
Oh, well, Soulja Boy is $50.
Oh.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
You! That's the clip when I go, I appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
That's Soulja Boy from that song. You! That's what that is.
So, Bam Majera, he's $50. Terrell Owens is $350.
Yeah, so for like 1 minute they talk into the phone. And I know this because, again, I bought them. Even one for myself once.
Who did you buy for yourself?
I'm embarrassed.
To talk to you?
Yeah.
To say what? Wait, what? Who did you buy?
What do you mean?
I don't know that I know this story. Like, what? Who did you buy to talk to you?
The woman from The Office.
Pam?
No. Michael Scott's boss / girlfriend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it would be fun to do.
Okay.
I know, I'm a loser. What do you want me to do?
That's funny. Caitlyn Jenner. Well, Bruce Jenner, but Caitlyn Jenner is $1,000.
No, it's just Caitlyn.
I know, it's
Jenner.
Just Caitlyn. But if some people, I'm just making, just clarifying, it's $1,000.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
What else, Sam?
So if you want to spend less on groceries and lose weight, I just saw this article and it's a tip that I've heard from like some of my fitness friends and trainers too. And when I saw an article about it today, I wanted to grab it and share it because it really does work. If you want to spend less at the grocery store and lose weight, stick to the perimeter of the grocery store. That's where most of the fresh foods are. So you're not going to get sucked in by all the processed foods that are like, you know, calling your name or look intriguing or the packaging is this and the packaging is that or this sale. And you end up buying more and wasting money and also eating extra calories that you don't need. And if you stick to the perimeter, you're going to get all the healthy foods and, you know, you just save money and lose weight.
Are goldfish on the perimeter?
No, those are are the processed foods.
I never had goldfish ever. And then they keep them at like the dancing training studios and I'll eat anything because I'm not eating enough food and I eat goldfish. They're pretty good.
Yeah,
but they're made of fish, so I figure they'd be healthy.
Yeah, lots of protein.
Yeah, what else?
No big deal. Well, speaking of food, I saw the foods that most Americans know how to cook, but some people actually don't. So, Bobby, I thought I'd do a quick like rapid fire with you to see if you knew how to cook these things.
The answer is no. Go ahead, next.
I know you want me to run through the foods?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, scrambled eggs.
Yeah, easily.
A hamburger.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
I wouldn't feel comfortable making over someone else.
Rice.
No chance.
Rice is hard. Even I have a hard time with rice.
I just pick it and eat it.
Pancakes.
None. No, I'd take the batter and just pour it. I could probably do that, huh?
Two more. Sometimes whipping up the batter. And then pancakes are hard. Like the first two that you put on the griddle.
No. Yeah. Then no.
Omelet.
No. And yeah. I go, sir, I'll take some tomatoes in that. And little ham, yeah.
Okay, taco.
No.
No, wow, okay.
No, I used to cook in college, but I would just fry bologna, basically. And then I would learn how to just make things.
You just put the bologna on the skillet or something?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. But I had no money, so I learned how to cook really, really, really cheap things well.
Yeah.
So now it's like fancy things. What am I doing with that? I like bologna sandwiches still. Because I have
maybe
a taste.
Maybe you need to get you some of those while you're dancing around. Pop them in your mouth. Have you done a weight check?
No, I stopped because people are getting upset with me that I've lost so much weight. I'm not doing it on purpose, but they now drop food off at my trailer 3 times a day on set. And they made me eat in the middle of workouts.
Wow.
Yep. It's gotten out of control.
Okay.
Not on purpose. I just.
I know. You just have a lot going on.
Forget. Yeah. I've been so busy in a great way. Is that it?
Yeah, Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
What are you doing today, Amy?
I have a coffee meeting, pick my kids up from school, and workout.
What kind of workout?
Weights. Today's weights. Sometimes my friend comes over to the house and we do like just like toning with just our body weight. But today I'm actually going to go to the gym and lift like actual weights.
Hey, good for you. Looking in shape too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
But the weights, I think, is something that I've changed. Like I've added. As I'm getting older, I'm realizing I need to make sure that I'm doing that, which I really wasn't. I was kind of just doing yoga, which is great. But now I'm like, and I've gone way up. Like I used to do things with just like 5-pound dumbbells, and now I'm doing them with like 20-pound dumbbells. I'm like, whoa, it's cool to see myself get stronger.
That's cool. Yeah, good for you. Lunchbox, what are you doing today, bud?
Co-ed soccer tonight. Also, don't forget, Survivor, David versus Goliath starts tonight.
Ooh, don't forget, Bobby. Write that down.
Bobby, okay. What are you doing?
Hey, thanks for asking.
Let me guess. I'm going to dance some more.
That really is what it is. Like, I'm going to practice right now. I haven't had, it's crazy to go from that TV show. Now I know what it's like to go practice again because I have 2 dances for next week. And I leave here and go to practice for 6 hours. I'm just not good. Like, I got crazy because I was so happy because I'm not good and completed the dance. You guys understand that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I went nuts because I actually just finished the dance. It wasn't because I did a great job. I just finished it. And I was like, yes! So, I wasn't expecting to finish it, if that tells you how bad I am. But I'm putting in the work. I'm doing that today. So, there's that. I'm going to eat some food on the way over. I get so car sick riding in back of cars, Ubers. Ugh. On Instagram, the Bobby Bones Show. Find that, Bobby Bones Show. Morgan number 2 does a lot of great work, and you can watch videos from the show, stuff we talk about. Also, mine's Mr. Bobby Bones, at Radio Amy, at Radio Lunchbox. Those are all our names, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging. See you on Thursday. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.